Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7:02. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Thursday, December 12th. The House Judiciary Committee looking at articles of impeachment.
The suspect in a Wichita homicide is charged. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County Commissioners had a full plate at their Wednesday meeting. A look at some of the items they tackled coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. It's a breezy start to the morning across south central Kansas with temperatures running well above average for this time in December. But it looks like big changes are on the way this weekend. Our complete forecast is coming up.
The House Judiciary Committee wrapping up the first day of its markup session on the articles of impeachment against President Trump.
The House Judiciary Committee spending much of Wednesday night debating about revising and rewriting the articles of impeachment against President Trump. Those articles, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Chairman Jerry Nadler.
President Trump's stonewall was complete, absolute, and without precedent in American history.
But Republican Debbie Lesko of Arizona says this is all about Democrats trying to get rid of the president with no evidence of wrongdoing.
They're going to impeach the president. Come heck or high water.
The committee meets again today, and if they vote in favor of the articles, it's on to the full House floor for a vote. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A recently apprehended felon and murder suspect appeared in court yesterday to receive charges.
A judge charged 25-year-old Chevy Jones with first-degree murder. The charges are in connection to the shooting death of Robert Jr. Jr. was found dead with gunshot wounds at his home on December 3rd near Pawnee and Rock. Police arrested Jones almost 2 weeks later after they said he rammed a car into a lieutenant's patrol car Friday night and then ran away. Jones was apprehended inside a Walmart by off-duty officers. He's being held on a $50 million bond. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
A Wichita school board member who quit after a vote to expand protections for LGBTQ students and staff has rescinded his resignation. Vice President Mike Rohde brought up concerns about potential litigation in voting against a statement that said the district would not discriminate based on gender identity or sexual orientation. After that was passed 5-2 on Monday night, Rohde announced his resignation from the board. He then submitted a statement Tuesday afternoon, asking board members to continue to consider him an active member of the board. He also said he remained committed to serving Wichita students. The Senate now voting on the $738 billion National Defense Authorization Act after the House yesterday adopted the annual Pentagon spending package.
President Trump on Twitter signaling he will sign the bipartisan defense bill that authorizes a major spending boost to the Pentagon and endorses his proposed new Space Force. The president tweeting, "Wow, all of our priorities made it into the final bill. Pay raise for our troops, rebuilding our military, paid parental leave, border security, and Space Force." He continued, "Congress, don't delay this anymore. I will sign this historic defense legislation immediately." At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Sedgwick County Commission tackling several new items of business at yesterday's meeting.
The commission approved an agreement with public TV station KPTS for broadcasting and closed captioning of commission meetings next year. An expansion of the 11th floor courtroom in the Sedgwick County Courthouse was given the green light. The $173,000 project will take 5.5 to 6.5 months to complete. The county also approved a one-time funding request by the Wichita Family Crisis Center for just over $29,000. A presentation on the county's 2019 road and bridge projects was given. Commissioners also heard a report regarding priorities for the 2020 Kansas legislative session. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
We'll take a look at that historic vote coming up in Great Britain. And at what age do you reach where you finally got it all figured out? Those answers coming up next. Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:09 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Voters in the UK deciding today who they want to resolve Brexit. Parliamentary elections underway.
You have Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the Conservatives. Now, if they win a majority, Brexit goes through and the UK, in their words, embraces free and open trade with the rest of the world. But on the other side, if Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party wins, well, things couldn't be more different. He is promising a second Brexit referendum, campaigning to remain. He is promising a socialist agenda of nationalising major industries, taxing corporations to the hilt, and borrowing money to the tune of $600 billion to do so.
That's Fox's Benjamin Hall with that report from London. The Prime Minister called the elections more than 2 years early in hopes of breaking a stalemate in Parliament that prevented approval of a Brexit agreement in October. Researchers claim that there's a certain age when people generally think, hey, I've got it all figured out.
If you want to find someone who knows the meaning of life, try asking someone who's 60 years old. According to a new paper in the journal Clinical Psychology, 60 is the peak age for people to have found true meaning in their lives. Researchers say that meaning usually comes in the form of self-identity, close relationships, working toward long-term goals, and contributing to society. The paper says younger people are still figuring things out, while people older than 60 face new obstacles like retirement, the loss of loved ones, and health issues. Researchers say having a purpose is good for your health. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
7-Eleven with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
The gasoline prices in Wichita this morning, a little unsettled out there. I'm actually seeing a bit of a variety. Yesterday, that low end was right around $2.25 a gallon, and that's still what I'm seeing, but seeing some stations still around $2.27, a few $2.26, but that low end still around $2.25 a gallon. Just spotted $2.25, 47th Street South and Hydraulic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And here on this Thursday, another beautiful day on hand. Let's check in with KSN Storm Track 3 forecast from meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Ted. Happy Friday Eve.
There you go. Yeah. I always like the way you put
that. One way
that.
To think
yep,
about it.
Yep. And on Friday Eve, boy, do we have another nice couple days on hand coming our way.
You know what? That's right. And today, you know, we were just kind of communicating to everybody, you know, over the next couple of days, if you have anything to do outside, whether it's holiday shopping, whether it's even grocery shopping, you know, I highly suggest just going ahead and getting that out the way while you can, because every day that goes by, you know, that chance of wintry weather, even accumulating snow for parts of the area, it's still looking like a pretty good possibility. So we really got to continue to keep a close eye on things as we approach the weekend. But, you know, again, still got a few days before this next significant storm system will move in. So until then, we will have maybe, let's say, brief opportunities of maybe a couple of sprinkles or a couple of snowflakes. That's not going to be too much of a concern. Between today, tomorrow, and even into Saturday, 10% chance before Saturday night, that chance of some snow, possibly even a wintry mix, will really start to go up from there. Today, though, we can enjoy partly to mostly cloudy skies. Winds eventually making that switch back out of the north. They're pretty breezy right now, but things won't stay that way the whole day. And despite that northerly switch, we'll be able to still warm up to a high of 52 today, which is still going to be above the norm. Mostly to partly cloudy skies tonight, with another 10% chance of a sprinkle, maybe a flurry, but we've actually got a better shot at staying dry. Low of only 32, still going to be a chilly start tomorrow, but then our winds are going to make a quick switch right back out of the south, and that's going to set us up for an even warmer day tomorrow. High of 58, getting pretty close to 60 out there under partly cloudy skies, and still keeping a few clouds around into our Friday evening and Friday night. Another low of around 31 degrees, so back down into the lower 30s to start our Saturday. Now, we'll start to notice the changes Saturday afternoon. Noticeably cooler, dropping down to 45 for a high. And then late Saturday night, an increasing chance of rain, snow, and possibly some snow showers that we'll have to keep an eye on. And highs by Sunday only reaching the lower 30s, so right at freezing. And that's where we'll have a better chance of seeing some wintry weather, as well as some strong winds as well. So we've got some pretty big changes on the way. And right now we're at 41 degrees, overcast skies. Things shouldn't stay that way the whole day, getting a few breaks of sun out there. Winds, though, still pretty strong out of the south at 20 miles an hour, making it feel more like the lower 30s.
Okay, when's that? So when are we expecting weather to hit on Sunday?
on Sunday. It's by the time we wake up early Sunday morning, a lot of people heading off to church. Now, because that's when things will still be kind of getting started.
Okay.
I don't expect to see too many travel troubles Sunday morning. But at the same time, as we go through Sunday, things will eventually kind of deteriorate as we go through the day. Because I expect snow to fall as well as a wintry mix possible in a few spots. And things picking up even more once we get into Sunday. It looks like we'll have a better chance at seeing that those snow showers Sunday night into Monday.
All right, so we got
so
that.
This is also going to be a headache for everybody heading back to work and the kids heading back to school Monday too.
All right, so that's Sunday, Monday, but I'm still focused on tomorrow with the temperature almost hitting 60. Wow.
Hey, that's why I said, enjoy it while it's here. Take advantage of it too. Anything that you have to get done, any running around that you have to do, any errands that need to get done, go ahead and take care of it over the next couple of days.
Boy, no kidding. That sounds like a plan. Hey, Ronnell, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
All right, you're welcome.
That is the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams filling us in on a couple of super days here today and tomorrow, and maybe a little messy on Sunday and Monday, but we'll keep an eye on that, and Ronnell will keep us informed. Always good to check in with him over there from the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. It is 7:15 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Hey, speaking of running around and getting things done, I'm going to be running around and handing out money tomorrow. Taco Bell giving away free Christmas cash. I'm going to be at the Taco Bell drive-thru during the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow afternoon at 21st and Ridge in Northwest Wichita. I've been at that location before for this promotion. I'll be out there again tomorrow. One lucky drive-through customer is going to win $98 in free Christmas cash from KNSS 98.7 FM dial and 1330 AM as well. Are you the lucky drive-through customer? Well, we'll find out tomorrow. Drive through and see if you win some Christmas cash from Taco Bell. Once again, that's the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow afternoon at 21st and Ridge. I'll be giving away $98 in Christmas cash to one lucky Taco Bell drive-thru customer. So I hope it's one of our listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's not, it's not.
If
you know?
It's not. It's just going to be someone there.
It's a random event, totally by chance. So we'll see how that all will fare out tomorrow.
Someone will get a little money.
Someone will get here's $98. Thank you. Yeah, that's exactly what you want to have coming your way. It is 7:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A Gustav Klimt painting, which was, quote, stolen almost 23 years ago. Well, maybe it wasn't stolen. Maybe it was just hidden all this time inside the gallery walls of the gallery in Italy. A gardener at the Modern Art Gallery in the northern city of Piacenza told Italian state TV that he was clearing ivy off the gallery walls. And then he noticed a metal panel. He opened it. Inside was a bag in a hollow space within the walls. They opened the bag. It had that painting. Might be Klimt's portrait of a lady, which disappeared from the gallery in early 1997. Police are keeping the painting in a safe place. Experts are checking to see if it's the real one or if it's a copy. The disappearance has been one of the art world's biggest mysteries for the last 23 years. So they'll try to authenticate that and see if that's indeed it or if it's a fake. All right, it is... We're coming up on 7:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports. We had men's basketball action in Kansas, in Manhattan, Kansas, last night for Kansas State. Pretty much went as you would expect. The Wildcats taking on Alabama State, and K-State took an early lead, 20-2, and it was all K-State before and after that point. K-State wins it 86-41. And beats Alabama State as these teams met for the first time in 28 years. Kansas State set season highs in 11 offensive categories, the biggest of which was assists. 29 assists for Kansas State in the game last night, tied for fourth most in school history. Cartier Jada had a career-high 10 of those 29 assists in a big 45-point win for Kansas State in Manhattan last night. Some other men's basketball action. You had Friends University winning on the road at Oklahoma Wesleyan. Big second-half comeback, and Friends wins it 72-71. As that's back-to-back wins for the Friends men under head coach Dale Faber, and they are right now in third place in the conference. The Bethel men at home beat McPherson 88-75. That's three wins in a row for the Threshers. The Bethel men are 12-2 on the season, and they are ranked number 20 in the nation. In women's basketball, 16th-ranked Sterling wins at home, beating Avila 93-72. Sterling ladies are 6-0 on home court this season, ranked number 16 in the nation. We did have men's JUCO basketball last night for Butler Community College on the road visiting Northwest Kansas Tech. Dennis Higgins had the call of the game from Goodland on Sports Radio KFH.
Pretty good look there for Warren White. Dribbles between two defenders through the lane. Puts up a banker and scores it. And he's fouled. What a play by Jawan White, who raced up the floor 94 feet, sliced through two defenders at the top of the key and went all the way up to the rim, hung and banked it in, and he's fouled.
Big win for Butler on the road, 93-73. Nice win for the Butler men, who go into Christmas break with a record of 11-3 and riding a three-game winning streak. In other men's action, 17th-ranked Cowley College beat Seward County 67-63 in Arkansas City last night. That puts at the Christmas break point. Cowley College is 13-2 on the season, now on a seven-game winning streak, and they're atop the Jake Hawk East going into Christmas. We do have some football tonight to talk about. It's the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, talking about the Kansas City Chiefs, division champions already, and hosting Denver on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs Kingdom Show at 6 o'clock tonight, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And after that, it's Thursday night football in the NFL as the first-place Baltimore Ravens are hosting the New York Jets. Both teams playing well. The Jets have won 4 out of 5. But the Ravens have won 9 games in a row, and they are a 16.5-point favorite on home turf tonight, 7 o'clock, Jets-Ravens. That's also on Sports Radio KFH. And in the NBA last night, in basketball action, the New York Knicks win on the road at Golden State, beat the Warriors 124-112 in overtime, and that is rather 124-122 between the two bottom teams in the NBA. In the starting lineup for the Knicks, former Kansas Jayhawk Marcus Morris with a season-high 36 points, 11 of 12 at the free throw line, 5 three-pointers as the Knicks snap a 10-game losing streak with that win at Golden State. And coming up 1 hour from now, we'll have our Thursday check-in with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, for the weekly Minute with Mitch. Talk about the Chiefs 1 hour from now. It's 7:22 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We'll check in on traffic and weather, of course, and climate change liberals lose in New York. The latest on the Rush Limbaugh morning update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.